Praise the Lord. That was myself with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. They, at that time, were only singing with Elvis Presley and myself. And I really miss J.D. Sumner, and I miss Elvis very much. Very good friends. And he used to come over to the house all the time, and I used to go over to Elvis's house to witness to him, and we prayed Elvis through. Sue and I did. There's an invisible government in a, which is an invention of a bunch of people today that are telling lies about, and have been doing it for so many years that it's unbelievable, and people's minds have been molded into believing that propaganda is truth. The Bible states that in the last days people would believe lies rather than truth. They'd say that which is good is evil, and that which is evil is good. For instance, they're saying we have many cases in the Bible where Moses had three wives. And so everybody says, well, Moses was a great man. He wrote the first five books of the Bible. The psalmist David had many wives because God said he gave them to him, and God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I've written a tract on polygamy, but that doesn't mean I'm a polygamist. But I'm just so sick and tired of the government, which is not supposed to, they keep saying there's supposed to be a change, a separation between the church and the state. Then why is it that they're making regulations that are not biblical? They are saying that polygamy is evil. And in that case, all the people that are mentioned in the Hall of Faith in the book of Hebrews, all those people would be evil, and God exalts them as high as can be. And they say, well, it's changed now. It's the New Testament. No, God says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I also preach about celibacy, or people that want to become eunuchs, and but that doesn't mean I'm a eunuch. I'm a married man. I have a wife. All right? And I mean, the government and these propagandists have been trying to pin me with child abuse for years, and all sorts of different things. For instance, they tried to make it look as though I wanted to kill a federal judge and get an old well rope or something and hang him. Well, I won that case. They have accused me because I keep uncovering the propagandists in the world, and also the government, the evil government that is the one that is using propaganda in an evil way. Even people in churches are beginning to believe that homosexuality is all right, but polygamy is wrong. Now, if, you know, people want to just be married to one person, like I do. They brought up in the courtroom, they brought all kinds of accusations about me being a polygamist and a child abuser. This goes on for 15, 20 years. They used to even say that there was 100 different women that would come and serenade me in prison. How they got into the gates, I have no idea, but nothing like that ever happened. The guards would laugh and joke about it. They even stated that I married a homosexual couple in prison. The things that they attribute to me doing, Adolf Hitler would have been a prince in comparison to me if you wanted to believe what they're saying. But let me tell you just a little bit of the propaganda that the government did. They blew up the World Trade Center, and then they said it was the Iraqis, or the Arabs, one of the two. 92% of the people in the world today believe that it was an inside job, that it was, the president knew all about it, and the people keep saying that there is a invisible government, and it is an invention of the propagandists. If you read the Bible, there's no invisible or mysterious government, because the Bible tells you exactly where it's coming from. Now, people like the presidents of the United States and kings are paid, given tremendous offices, and they're paid enormous amounts of money to defend the Vatican, to make it look like the evil things that are going on in the world today are not coming from the Vatican. And the reason that they're smearing me so bad is because I'm telling the truth about it, and they're making up every kind of lie. I want to destroy a judge. I am a child abuser. I am a Adolf Hitler. I am a mind controller. I have a tunnel underground. I have guns. We don't have a gun. We never have had any guns in our church. Amen?
Amen.
All right, and so this goes on and on. Now, you know, that I'm, and then also, you know, that I am scared of the government. If I'm afraid of the government, I'm not any afraid of anybody or anything. And then I got very nervous when I was arrested on the false charge of wanting to kill a federal judge or kidnapping or something. Then they said I was driving around the country in a vehicle, and I had my wife's dead body, Susie's dead body. I was married to one wife all my life, and we were married for 17 years, and then I had her in a casket, and I was running all over the United States with her body in a trailer behind me. They found out that that was false. They stated that we had a tunnel up on Georgia Ridge, that we had dug a, that we were children of the labyrinth, that we were underground and we had prisoners under there. And I was mind controlling people and hypnotizing them. And, you know, I'm legally blind. I couldn't hypnotize anybody. I don't want to hypnotize anybody. And one minute they say I put people out of the church and I married other people's wives. This is propaganda that's coming from the White House and is ordered by Rome. Now, if I was a coward, like some people are trying to say that I am, I would have bodyguards like the Pope and like Bush has. I don't have any bodyguards, and they're saying that I do. So there's nothing mysterious or invisible about where this is coming from. And the reason that it keeps increasing is because the people of the world, they know where it's coming from, but they're too cowardly. Not like me. They're not like me. They're too cowardly to put the tail on the donkey. Now, World War II. Well, let's get stuff over here. Waco. Everybody knows that it was supposed to be United States government soldiers that went in there and killed those people. And John, those innocent people, and they made up false stories about him, too, that he was having his sex with other people's wives. The man was a born-again Christian. He would never do anything like that. That would be adultery. That would be sending your soul to hell. But the propagandists, you know, they try to make you look sinister, that you're back in the shadows. So the news media, which the Bible states is a the mouth of Satan, the devil, keeps justifying what the soldiers, supposed to be American soldiers, did. They were playing, they're so satanic, they were playing Nancy Sinatra, who is a friend of mine, her record, "These Boots Are Made for Walking," and they're letting the sound of a bunch of bats screeching and everything. These people that are in this world government are being led into hell by the propagandists and by their doctrines. They want to tell you how you are to think and how you are to act and react to the propaganda that they're saying about those that are good. The Bible says that in the last days they will make that which is evil good, and that which is good, evil. They're molding your minds out there to believing that those of us that are winning souls and supporting hundreds of thousands of people all over the world and winning them to the Lord, even millions of people to the Lord, that we're evil, and they that blow up the World Trade Center, the federal building in Oklahoma City, and that the ones that murdered those people at Waco, And John Peeler states that the government for years has been encouraging people to assassinate me. What kind of a government is this that would want to murder somebody that is feeding, clothing, housing, leading people to the Lord, and putting up with all of their dirty, filthy propaganda? Now, you know, I could go on forever about this sort of thing. It is not an invisible government. The Bible states that this government that is controlling the entire world government happens to be the devil's seat, Satan's seat. Where do we want to find out where this government is, this invisible government, so that it'll become visible to us? How could anyone be satisfied with not knowing where the enemy is coming from? How could anyone be content in this world if you didn't believe what God said? Now, the Bible states that Satan's seat, or the devil's seat, is in Rome, Italy, is in the city of the seven mountains or the seven hills. And, of course, in order to get their Satan's work done, he had to have a church, and he had to make it look as legitimate as possible, and therefore he will do anything to try to make it look like it's legitimate, and that the things that anyone says about it is a dirty, filthy lie. For years, they have brought propaganda about the Jews. And Goebbels, Hitler's propagandist, was the one that drew cartoons of Jews with these huge nose and ugly-looking beady eyes, did that to the public and put that on in the news media, in the radio, and penetrated the different police departments, just like they're doing me. One of my nephews is a captain of the sheriff department in an area here in the United States, and he told me that there's a crew of people, government agents, that are going around years ago attempting to make Susie, myself, and I, who were out on the streets distributing literature about Christ, that we were pinkos, in other words, that we're communists. There's no such thing as communism, fascism, or any of these things. What it is, and there's no such thing as democracy. It is now, it's been a world government. If they don't, it doesn't matter whether you knock Democrats, or if you knock the Republicans, or you're against communism and all the things, but don't tell. It's so complicated to tell people, and so hard to make you believe, because your minds have been molded by these propagandists for so many years that you actually don't realize how much of the things that they are, the way they are. It's just hard for you to do. But they make these three different parties, or even four or five different parties. And remember that the Internal Revenue Service not long ago was given a tax-exempt status to all IRS people. Now, we've got the government that's supposed to be our government blowing up the World Trade Center and killing all those people over there, and then blaming it through the propagandists, the news media, that it was the Iraqis, and that they had all sorts of weapons of mass destruction. Now, they took a poll, and they found out that 92 to 97% of the people in the United States believe that the blowing up of the World Trade Center was an inside job. Now, because of the fact that I'm exposing the propagandists the way that I have been, of course, they have to have, what they do is they get a clique of backsliders, people that want free sex, and they can't live under the rules of this church. And they are the perverts. They love to be on drugs, alcohol. They love to abuse children. They're the ones that love to do these things. And so they got them on the internet thing, just bringing all sorts of accusations. they know that it's also almost impossible for them to bring any accusations against anybody that is obviously doing a work of the Lord like I've been doing for so many years, and the people here at this church. And so what they do is recruit backsliders, and they finance them, and they tell them, I know these backsliders are so much on drugs and other things, that they were at the church over 20-some years. They haven't been here for 20-some years now. And they have, I realized when they were here that they were not bright. And so I know they're not bright enough to be doing the propagandist things that they're doing, the false accusations and all the things that they're saying. And but so I know that it's government inspired. I've had many people tell me of how that the government for years now, in one form or another, they've tried every angle there is to destroy this church, and yet they haven't. And we keep growing and multiplying. Now we're worldwide, and now I'm showing people that it's, they are the propagandists, just like Hitler had Goebbels. And they blew up one of the major buildings over in Germany, and they what they did is, it was a Polish person, what they did is killed a Polish person, and they dressed him up in a uniform and threw him, said that he was the one, they killed him, and they said that he was the one that blew up that building, thus giving Adolf Hitler the perfect thing through the media to be able to go and invade Poland. They said that it was the Poles that sent this man over and blew up that building. And any time that these weasels that from that believe in the Antichrist, anti-Christian, they disbelieve in us. They disbelieve the Bible. They're anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-Christian. And so what they do is they have another fringe group of the Vatican, the ACLU, that they are the ones that are taking the Bible out of schools and making it a sin to believe in the Bible and making people that believe in the Bible to look like a cult. You notice that the ACLU and any of these people don't say anything about the Trade Center, the World Trade Center that was blown up. They don't want to mention Bush's name. And then on top of that, they're hiring another little fringe group of people, one called Alex Jones, who is also, just like the Vatican, an anti-Semitic, just like Hitler was, and Charlie Sheen, a failing actor, that needs some publicity, and so he's going around telling everybody that it's the Jews, and he's also saying that it was an inside job, and the reason that he's doing it, they're all Catholics, all of them, including this Michael Moore. Even Moore was studying to be a Catholic priest, and so naturally they are being obviously, given immunity. The Vatican and Bush does not care if Michael Moore puts the finger on Bush. The Vatican doesn't care, and Bush doesn't either. That's what Bush was hired for, was to do a lot of atrocities for the Vatican and then make it look like it's his fault. But he, like Ronald Reagan, was a puppet. All these presidents are puppets for the Vatican. They're allowed to be president if they'll take the heat. Now, different presidents, they have stated that they took cruel responsibility for murdering those men, women, and children at Waco. He and Janet Reno. We know that president is tells the truth. He stated that he didn't have anything to do with that Miss Lewinsky. Amen?
Amen.
And then all of a sudden he said he did. Now he's bragging about he's the world's greatest sinner. And at first, in order to get into office, he said he was a Baptist. So the propagandists, they're not saying anything bad about these people. And we have this piece of literature that the man gave me, a former FBI agent, a BATF agent, who confessed that he had took part in that the blowing up of that building. And all these other, why am I making mention of such things as this? It's because the Bible states that these things would be happening in the last days, and that they'd be saying, using character assassination against his people, that they'd be persecuting them, and that they would be doing all these evil things, that even killing us, imprisoning us. Okay, so that's why I'm doing it. Now, propaganda is, I use propaganda to promote singers and actors, and also the Democratic Party came to me and wanted me to do the propaganda for their, which they wanted to call promotion, but propaganda for the Democratic Party. They wanted me to put a photograph album out with a picture of this cartoon of Barry Goldwater riding on a bucking bronco with his hat in his hand saying, blow everything up in the world. That's his solution to it, and made him look like a nutcase when that wasn't his platform at all, is blowing up buildings or anything like that. So this invisible government, whenever the Vatican, the popes, or the pick up the phone and say, look, let's get our promotional people out, our propagandists, and let's do a number on him. Well, we can't do it, sir, because everybody believes that Tony Alamo is preaching the truth. And they don't believe the things that they're saying, because over 100 times before they've said false things about him, and he won every case with the exception of the Internal Revenue Service case, and that was one that I should have won hands down because of the fact that I didn't owe the government a penny, but they gave me a 6-year sentence, and they did it based on the testimony of a bunch of liars and backslidden people that had to be put out of the church, or they just left because they wanted to be on drugs and things like that, and whatever else they wanted to do. So these propagandists regiment public opinion. They keep hitting you with all the different things, but you know, you'd think you'd get suspicious of what they say after they accused me over 100 times of false things, and I won every one of those cases. And now even the judges are telling me that they believe that I was railroaded on this Internal Revenue Service case. And the prosecuting attorneys say the same thing, and everybody said they want to be my friends now. And so they're telling me, yeah, we know you, they gave you the business on that one. I said, well, he says that I came against you, and he says, I just hope that God forgives me for it, and things like that. But they say, so they have regimented, they regiment your world, the world's thinking, your public opinion. The successors of the One World Church and government, the One World Church is the head of the what the Bible calls the beast, which is the One World government, and can no longer do what they want to do. Because I, as a former promotion man, God has me uncovering this big promo that they're doing, that it for sure is propaganda. Without the approval of the masses, they have deceived, without the approval of the masses, they would not be able to do the things that they're doing. That's why they take little fringe groups and they start maligning and giving character assassination, false accusations to get people. And once the public opinion is put right in place, like it was with the Jews. Then they start killing them and the people, and they destroyed 6 million Jews because it is the Vatican. It's Satan's desire, and Satan sits in the Vatican. Bible says, God says, and if you don't believe that, well, then you're not a Christian, okay? It's Satan's seat, and he used propaganda to kill them, and now he's using propaganda to make you believe that the Bible is not true, and that it's not real, and that Jesus was married, had sex with Mary Magdalene, and all the dirty, filthy scumbags that are doing these things. And now it's no wonder that they'd say these things about me, because I'm uncovering all these things. I'm telling you what they're doing, and I'm making very good sense, because I know by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that the thousands of people that watch our website, and the thousands of different emails that come in, the mail and the faxes that come in here every day. So, without the approval of the masses, they would not be able to kill the people without being condemned. How they got by with killing those people in Waco, and nobody in this country, they just figured they were testing you people to find out if there's any God left in you at all. The Bible says in the last days that the peoples, there would be so much evil that the hearts of many would wax cold, and they would deceive and they would betray one another. And that's exactly what about 10 or 11 people out of the thousands that we've had in our church have done. And they go in there and they're loaded on drugs. Daughter of Susie's was a rebellious daughter, just like Aaron's children were in the Bible. And God killed both of them. And also there was a priest who had a couple of children that God killed also, and then he fell off of his throne and broke his neck because he was a heavy man, Eli. So propaganda is the tool that the Vatican is using, that they have found to be very powerful in gaining world opinion. Not only so, they figure, most people say, well, how would these people have all been there? They haven't been here for 20-some years, and they don't know anything that's going on in this church. They say they have informants in here. Well, why don't they come forward if they're not scared to death? So what they're doing is seeking public approval and murder people that are good, not evil. They're attempting through propaganda to make us look evil so that you'll think that it's good to kill us. Just as they killed 6 billion Jews. Those Jews didn't do anything wrong to the people in Germany. They didn't hurt anybody. They just had business over there. One of them that didn't know that I was Jewish because of the name I picked to be in show business, Tony Alamo, in the health studios in Winnipeg, Manitoba, when I was out there training people to be physically fit, she told me, well, you know, those Jews came in to Germany there and opened big malls. And it used to be that we had quaint little shops and things like that to make Germany look very picturesque. And now they came in and opened, you know, places like Walmart. And so they didn't have Walmart there, but places like that, super centers and all this. The word democracy is in itself administered by these propagandists instead of the word dictatorship, because that's exactly what this is. If it wasn't a dictatorship, then how is it that the United Nations, headed by the Pope, is using our manpower here to go and bomb different countries so that they can invade and make them Democrats or be under the guise of democracy? Why don't they just call it like it is? I mean, you can't be that foolish to believe that it's democracy when you can obviously see that it's a dictatorship. Many people that I meet during the days tell me, I mean, what business do we have over in Iraq and Iran? And what business do we have going to Israel and pulling people out of there and bringing them into the United States? And what business do we're supposed to be the United States of America. One nation under God. Uno. One nation under God. We're not to be the world's police force. Satan, through the Vatican, is making every country in this world angry with us. I've been to Europe, I've been to Israel, I've been to Greece, I've been to all throughout Italy and Germany and all of this. People say the same thing, and it's even worse today after the World Trade Center, because everybody knows that those people in Iraq do not have weapons of mass destruction. I read the website of Saddam Hussein. He says, why are they accusing me of that when the United States is the only one that has the weapons of mass destruction? Maybe Russia. How foolish can you people be to believe slander by people that I have never even met and people that haven't known me for over 20-some years? For God's sake, what would I want with a bunch of women? I'm 72 years old, for God's sake, and I'm busy in the gospel field. Wake up! So, it's not democracy, it's dictatorship. But the people that are into propaganda have thoroughly made you believe that. And when we were bombing, I want all of you people out there I want to remind you that while we were bombing innocent people in Iraq, the United States forces, which is now called the United Nations forces, while we were bombing, then all of you were waving flags. Yay! American flags, you're waving them. And just so happy that those people were being killed on nothing more than propaganda. See how the propagandists can make you think it's wonderful to murder people like they did in Iraq and like they're doing all over the world? And like they did at Waco, and like they did at the World Trade Center. Naturally, if you were the Pope if I was the Pope and somebody was pulling the lid on me so they could see how many worms I'm made out of, sure, I'd start slandering them too, wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing, pal. Friend of mine, they're doing that to you. Okay. So Satan is the devil. Satan the devil, his international policy is to propagandize the entire world. The entire world public. He wants you to believe that it's right to murder millions of people in the name of democracy, in the name of peace. And the one that's doing that, I'm the only one that they're trouncing on like they are. Why? Because I'm the only one that's exposing them. I've defrocked him. I've pulled the sheets and blankets off of this evil, wicked, antichrist, murdering bastard. And bastard is not a cuss word. It's not profanity. A bastard means his fatherless child. He does not have God for his father, all right? And so we have to, if we're of the Lord, We have to pull down every stronghold, everything that exalts itself above the name of God. We have to pull down all these people and the things that they're doing in high places of wickedness. Amen?
Amen.
We have to resist Satan. But you people that are in the ministry, you're not doing this. You're siding in with them. You're siding in with the Antichrist. And in the second chapter of the book of 2 Thessalonians, it tells just before Jesus comes back to earth again, there would be a great falling away. You're it. You look like there's a big revival to people that are not spiritually sound. People that have given their lives over to the propagandists. People that want to believe it. You don't want to resist Satan because you feel you're going to get a lot of heat. But let me tell you one thing that the Bible says, God's Word says, if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And that's why he fled from me. And that's why I've been able to operate for 42 and a half years in the ministry, is because I am not a coward of this devil. How could any of you be afraid of Satan and not afraid of God? Read the scriptures, and the scriptures will tell you what God will do to those that side in with the Antichrist. That you've taken the mark of the beast. And you're not bright enough to know it. But if you did it in ignorance, if you're doing that in ignorance, then repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lord said these things would really be happening a lot just before he comes back to earth again. Repent and do it with zeal and get behind us, because so to speak, we're the last of the people, if not the only ones, that are exposing them. Now, you're saying that this, you may say that this Alex Jones is exposing. No, they're not mentioned in the Vatican. They're paid. They're Catholics. They're not going to expose the Vatican. They're hired. Charlie Sheen is hired. Michael Moore is hired. That's why they're letting them go around and saying Bush is doing this and Bush is doing that and he's causing all this trouble. I'm the only one that's saying who's ordering Bush and all those people to do these things. I'm the only one. So they're trying to make Charlie Sheen and this Alex Jones heroes. But see if they will mention the Vatican. They're scared to death of the Vatican. And they're exalted because they are friends of the Vatican by exposing Bush as the one that's doing all the trouble. He doesn't have a brain in his head. The man's drunk half the time. It's a booze hound. And the people that are bringing slanderous remarks are stupid people. They don't have the ability. And the Vatican is insane. Now, the Bible says that in the last days, Satan would be cut off, separated from heaven, and cast down to earth, and that he knows that his time is short, and therefore that he would be filled with wrath. And that's what he's doing. He's just going crazy, bombing all these different countries. Character assassinating people, taking the Bible out of schools, banning prayer in a Christian nation, destroying the U.S. Constitution, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of press. They think we're evil for spreading the word of God. And the late Pope, John Paul II, stated that anyone that believes the Bible is being literal. Oh, we know there's a lot of parables in the Bible, and we know that there's a lot of metaphors in the Bible. But I believe the metaphors literally, and I believe the parables literally, and I believe the Word of God. And that's what we have to do. If you believe Satan over God, then you're, with all the messages that we've had in this world today, you're worse than Adam and Eve. You've taken the mark of the beast. And if you take the mark of the beast, there's no forgiveness for it on this side of eternity or in the world to come. So the propagandists want the entire world. They're molding and fashioning the brain of the entire world. The whole public, on the basis of the intangible, what they call the intangible element of the Antichrist spirit of Satan, who are driving these evil humans that love to live a life of continuous sinning. Now, anyone that's speaking out against us, you have to know that they're the devil. Anyone that's talking against Christianity, and I don't call a lot of these people that are on television and on radio, I don't call them Christians. I call them the great falling away just before the Lord comes back to earth again. And the Bible says that in the last days, Satan will enter into God's temple. Now, who does the Bible say that the temple of God is? The Bible says that, know you not that you're the temple of God? And that you're not your own, that you belong to the Lord because he paid for us with his blood that he shed on the cross at Calvary. He died, was buried, and went to hell for us. The only light that ever shone in hell. And then he rose out of hell, which you won't be able to do if you go there. And he rose from death, hell, and the grave, and then a few days later, he was seen ascending into the kingdom of heaven in a cloud. And he's coming back the same way. You hear all these people saying that they're Christ and all this, but the Lord is coming back to earth again. And he comes in clouds, and every eye shall see him. Amen?
Amen.
So, there's the most powerful and influential tool that the devil uses in this world today to brain damage you is propaganda. Propaganda is lies, words. Hitler's Goebbels, his propagandist, stated, and Hitler always said this, that words are more powerful than bombs. So, you know, this man that runs Hustler magazine put out some propaganda on one of the, what was that evangelist's name?
Jerry Falwell.
He stated that Jerry Falwell had sex with his grandmother in an outhouse. Oh my God. This is so preposterous, it's unbelievable. So a lot of people started believing that. And why would the Pope be against child abuse when these, he was a child abuser, he was a child molester. In Krakow, Poland, he used to go visiting the different factories, and in the factories they had daycare centers. And people would throw oily rags at him because there were babies in there, and the young boys and girls said that he was molesting them. That's John Paul II. Well, of course, Satan would exalt him to the hilt, to the top. He'd make him pope. And he also was homosexual, of course. And look at what I said about these people years ago, that they were homosexuals. Has that not come out in the press?
Amen.
Elaborately?
Yes.
Well, you know that I'm telling the truth about them, and so therefore it's no wonder that they're saying to me about me what they are. But all you need to do is read the Bible to see if I'm telling the truth. Homosexuality is not of the Lord. In the Old Testament, there are people that had 70 children, 100 and some children, and they were of the Lord. And I'm not saying that people should be polygamous at all. I mean, it's, some people think it's bad enough to have one wife. Amen? I know friends of mine go hunting for months at a time, you know, to get away from their wives because they say that they are like a continual dropping to them. Well, so right now I think we'll read a letter. Where's your letter from? You read one already, didn't you?
No.
Oh, read it.
From Annandale, Virginia. Dear Sir.
From Annandale, Virginia. Gee, I've never been there. I've been to Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Okay, go ahead.
I heard your wonderful program on WWCR this morning. Thanks for your teaching and all what the ministry does. Bless you for being on the air. Could you please send some literature that I can pass along to others? Sincerely, Mark from Annandale.
Yeah, Virginia. Father God, anoint his service now. And Sharon, come forward. Well, we have many other letters, but I had to get this off my chest because the wickedness of these people is getting so vile that I had to had to answer it somewhat anyway. Okay, go ahead, Sharon. Where are we at?
The main point to fulfill the purpose for living, or the key to being fulfilled and have a purpose for living, is in our discovering how to regain our place of dominion, to return to our position of leadership.
Right, and the way to do that, you know, like Adam and Eve had dominion over the entire world. It was taken away because they believed the propaganda from Satan. Right from the very beginning, you can see it. Amen?
Amen.
Who was he propaganding against? God. As God said, you know, that you can't eat over here. God's a liar. Go ahead, take and eat. So Jesus said, take heed, therefore, how you hear. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to know where that's at, that's in Luke 8:18. In other words, what he's saying is be careful what you believe. Because you're saved if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is the entire Word of God. That's what the Bible says. But these people that are slandering those of us that are carrying the gospel are possessed with the very same spirit that was in Judas Iscariot, the very same spirit that brought all the accusations against Jesus, the false accusations, they slandered him, that brought the false accusations against the people in Waco, the very same people that brought the false accusations against the people in Iraq. It's the very same people that they actually did. They were the ones that blew the buildings up. And then they falsely accused somebody else for it. So anytime that you hear these accusations, it's the people that are accusing us that do the things that they say that we're doing. All right? Okay, then what else?
To return to our...
You know, these people, for years, 15 years now, they were told I had many wives and everything. They checked all the marriage agencies, all of the... They know very good and well that I'm not married to anybody except Sharon. Okay? And that I'm having sex. 72-year-old man. With diabetes, legally blind, with 100 women. I mean, you have to draw a line someplace. I mean, there's an age limit, right? Okay, what else?
To return to our position of leadership in the earthly domain as God originally intended, that God originally created for us, we must understand the contrast between the two kingdoms, the two different worlds that we are in. These two different worlds envelop us. We're swallowed up into both of them at the same time.
Right, those of us that are saved, we're in the kingdom of heaven, but yet we're still in this world. And oh, I remember another propagandist right now. Did you ever hear of whatever happened to Tokyo Rose? Amen. They used to tell people, they had these GIs, our people, our soldiers in World War II, were in the jungles, and she was telling them, hello, Yank. I just know that your wife was out last night with another guy. What do you think about that, Yank? And she's dancing with other guys and all this. to give a lot of morale to the people out in the jungle being bitten with mosquitoes and turning yellow from malaria. Oh, my God. Won't it be wonderful to be in the kingdom of heaven?
Amen.
Where there's none of these kind of people?
Amen.
They're stinking propagandists. Well, listen. Who do you believe? Who do you believe? Who loves you? Who loves you, baby? Amen?
Amen.
You know the Lord loves you. Amen?
Amen.
But Satan wants you to believe the wrong thing so that your soul will not make it in. And, you know, we're trying to feed all the people in India, all the poor people. Here in the United States, one out of six people in the United States are living, they can't eat what they want. They can't eat enough food. And we need your help, you know, all of us together. And we need you to help spread the good news that Christ has come and he has told us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Turn around from what you're doing now and go forward with the Lord. Stay with him, because it's the end of time and the battle is on. It's a spiritual battle. You think that these guys that are champion boxers or something, I should be given every kind of a belt. There is a world champion for kicking the devil's rear end more than anybody else on the face of this earth. This is real power, my friend. Okay, so if you want to believe the Lord, if you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, if you want to just dispose of all the filth and corruption and the propaganda that you've heard, then say this prayer and be saved. Say unto the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So just call upon him now. And if you are doing that, if you said this prayer, then raise your hands up and know that you're saved. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for saving my soul. All right, now Sharon, tell them four different ways to be able to receive this tape. If they'd like a copy of it, this audio tape or a CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. The Lord's name is wonderful. Here's a song that I did several years ago, and I love to sing it all the time. So I'll sing it for you right now. His name is wonderful.